And this is the you that I am giving my undivided attention to. So then say to them, there may be times when it feels like I'm ignoring you or not there for you because I won't go there to those conversations where we've gone before. But it's not because I have forsaken you. It's not because I'm not there for you. It's because I'm here for you. I'm giving my undivided attention to who you really are. And whether you speak those words openly to them or not, often they can't hear it, so you'll just annoy them. But if you know what you're doing, and you are giving your undivided attention to the new, improved, expanded, connected, good-feeling version of them, it's like beaming a satellite dish in. It's like radiating, because their inner being is already there doing the same thing for them, but they can't hear the call of source from where they are. But they are more likely to hear you calling them as you're guiding them toward good feeling thoughts, as you're smiling, as you're believing in them, as you're expecting good things to happen for them, as you're seeing them as you know they want to be. But it takes some effort to turn the other cheek, Jesus said. It takes some effort to not focus upon what is and instead let what is desired be the most active vibration. That's what creation is. Creation is choosing how you want to feel, conjuring the thoughts that feel that way, practicing them until it sets a tone within you that law of attraction responds to. That's what creating is. Creating is not regurgitating. Creating isn't sifting through all of the data and sorting all the things wanted in one pile and the things not wanted in the other pile and then saying, I vote for these, I give money to these, I embrace these, but I want not those. This is a universe that's based on attraction. It's all about inclusion, which means when you see something you want and say yes to it, you include it in your vibration. And when you see something you don't want and say no to it, you include it in your vibration. There's no such thing as no in a universe that is based on attraction. So you say, dear friend, I've enjoyed my interaction with you because you have stimulated within me, as I've watched you, a keen awareness of who you are. And if you don't mind, I will give my undivided attention to who you are becoming, and I will do my best to ignore who you temporarily are. And in doing so, I will set a vibrational tone that if you like the smell of it, you will make your way over here. And when you get here, you will be a vibrational match to you, just as I have become a vibrational match to who you are becoming. Oh, that is mentoring. That is uplifting. That is true teaching. That is the way the source within you teaches, you see.
And so to piggyback on that question, how do you find the higher purpose of yourself? How do I know what my, whatever you want to call it, soul, life's desire is? How do you figure that out?
Well, you figure, for example, in this question that you're asking, you focus on your friend and you worry about what's happening and you wonder what's gone wrong and you feel that worry in your belly and you say, doesn't feel like I'm in alignment with what my inner being thinks. So then you try to find a thought that gives you relief. So you say, well, this is temporary and things will get better. And I know that this person will find their way and I've seen it before and I know everything's going to be all right. And I'm looking forward to finding the place where maybe even I can be of value. And these things and these things and these things are working. And as you feel the relief wash over you, you've found that. In other words,
you... But even, I guess my question too is not just to that person or helping others, but in life. How do you know the purpose of life, I guess, or your purpose here?
Because your inner being is standing there being the advanced announcement of it, calling you toward it. And when you go, it feels good, and when you don't, it doesn't. Jerry and Esther and Kate played the game in the hotel room the other day. Kate, 5, hit a little car, and then she would give them clues. You're warmer, you're warmer, you're colder, you're warmer, until they found it every time. And your inner being is warmer and warmer and warmer and warmer. In other words, you can feel the thoughts. And at first you say, I can't really tell. But when you have felt strong negative emotion and you have deliberately reached for a thought that gave you relief and you find the relief, it only takes that one time, because then you've shown yourself.